Thanks for downloading this episode of PB Mini Bites. We hope that it encourages and challenges you as a leader.
All right, Andy, how do you decide what movie you're going to go see?
I use an app on my phone called Flixster.
Flixster, I got that one too.
Yeah.
That's what I use.
Because it kind of tells me what's the general reception of the movie.
What you looking for? You looking for how cool the picture looks?
Nah, man. I need to know that people are enjoying this. And I don't mean just the people, right? You know Flixster. They use Rotten Tomatoes, which uses a formula. So 60% approval or above is a ripe movie.
Okay.
And
that's good.
That's not good.
Bad. That's not ripe like bad shoes.
Like a ripe red tomato.
Okay, all right.
Okay. And then below that is rotten, splat.
Yep.
You get this green symbol on your phone.
Yeah.
And they break it down two different ways.
Right.
We the people, the general audience.
Yep.
Which typically like a lot of things.
Exactly. Yep. Mm-hmm.
And then they do it by critics. And truth be told, I am kind of more on the critics side. I want to know what the critics think.
All right.
How about you?
Yeah, well, I use the same app, and I do look at the Rotten Tomatoes rating. I want to know. Yeah, I guess my standard is I'm not typically going to go for something that's under 50%.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean by the critics, not just the people. And there are exceptions. There are reasons. I mean, if it was a trilogy and I was already into it and it got a lower rating, I would probably go see it. Or if it's an actor that I am particularly into, I might go see something that was rated lower.
True or false? Uh-huh. Jason Statham.
I have seen some Jason Statham movies that were below 50, and I regret it, actually. So, yeah. Well, the Die Hard movie is out right now.
Yeah.
I don't even know what it's called, but it's, you know, the latest in the franchise and the series. Bruce Willis. Man, that guy must be like 70 right
now. Die Hardest.
I know.
I don't know if it's...
But I looked on my phone and I saw that it has a 15% Rotten Tomatoes rating. That's the critic rating.
That's not good.
15%. That's really low. It also has an 82% plain old regular people like
just
it.
Just the folks.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, big divide. Like... quite a spread there.
Mm-hmm.
And it makes me wonder, who do the critics represent?
Yeah.
Are they representing the people? Are they representing the critics?
Yeah.
The critics' point of view.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And which I think is an interesting thought, because Jesus seemed to be liked by the people,
mm-hmm.
but not so much by the critics.
Right.
And, of course, ultimately, at the hand of the critics, he died. So, yeah, just that kind of thought about who are we trying to appeal to?
Mm-hmm.
I've had discussions before with worship leaders and band members about kind of wanting to move beyond just poppy, easy church music into something more challenging and artistic.
Yeah.
You know, moving to a higher level of artistic craftsmanship.
Yeah.
And the challenge with that I've always had is that what appeals to musicians doesn't always appeal to the average person.
For sure.
Someone who's, you know, good at the craft and wanting to kind of climb the ladder and really become sort of an artistic phenom. Does that work for the average person in the seats at church? And which is why we tend to choose, you know, something that's more poppy with hooks. By the way, did you watch the Grammys?
Yeah.
The Frank Ocean performance? What the what?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I didn't understand it.
Yeah.
I felt like I missed the joke.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, I know this. He performed a song that is not his most popular song,
mm-hmm.
which seems like a mistake
to me. Kind of fitting, though, actually. Yeah, for him.
Yeah. So, I don't even know what's going on there. Anyway, back to music. I want pop. I want hooks. I want people to sing something that they're going to remember. They're going to sing it in their cars. They're going to sing it in their shower. My goal for what we do in worship is not to impress the critics, but it's to pull people mm-hmm. into worship. And then similarly, I'm a communicator. I hold a microphone and I speak. It's what I do. And it is tempting to want to impress the critics,
yep.
you know, to preach to preachers, to wow the professionals.
Mm-hmm.
But that's really not what I was called into, what I feel like God called me to do with my life. I believe that God called me to preach, not so I could get a good rating from critics, but to share a message, his message with
yep.
people.
It's good.
So it's an interesting tension because we want to refine our craft. We want to get better at what we do, but we must have an audience who will benefit from it. It's a tension that's felt in the fashion industry. Designers want to be free to reign as an artist. They want to stretch the boundaries.
Sure.
They want to create art. But the thing is, if no one will buy it and wear it, then their efforts just go to waste. Mm-hmm. So fashion is actually the merging of art and commerce. It's an interesting, it's a blend of both. And so designers have to keep it in mind. Who's going to buy this?
I have an innocent question. Yeah. What percentage, maybe you know, of the stuff I would see in a runway show actually makes it to a store?
It does depend. It depends on if it's ready to wear or couture. Couture really means the more artistic stretching side. It's concepts, it's ideas that influence fashion.
Yeah.
The ready to wear, much of it could be purchased by stores and put into stores the way you see it.
Yeah.
So in what you do, just remember, it's about people. The people that you serve, the people that you work with, you work for, what is it that they need? And we want a good rating with the people.
Make sure to check back next Monday for another installment of PB Mini Bites. For more information or resources from Pastor Brian Dolman, visit his website at northwestleader.com.